It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody, Adam Beasley from Pro Football Network. It's been a while, man. I haven't even seen Bees for a while, but I heard his questions to Tua Tagovailoa, who will be back at practice today for the first time in 5 weeks. Bees, good morning. How you doing?
It's a great day for the Miami Dolphins, for sure.
So, listen, I think there's unbelievable pressure on him, and I don't know how good the rest of the team is to start with, because I really don't. Do you have a feel for this team with him coming back on how good we are?
Well, if you take the first six quarters as kind of a foreshadowing of the year to come, it's not totally enthusiastic, right? I mean, what they needed a miracle fumble to beat the Jaguars. I think they moved the ball pretty good against the Bills. I think that gets forgotten. And they would have been a lot more competitive in that game if they had a real number three receiver. Two of his three picks were on the receiver in that game, if you remember. So, you know, they were able to move the ball. But, look, this is a team that just I can't remember a Dolphins team that shoots itself in the foot more than this one does.
Yeah, good point.
And what's wild about this team is it's not just the same thing every week, well, except for the special teams, because that's been horrendous every single week. But beyond that, like, it's somebody else every week who's screwing up. If you would have told me that Alec Ingold would have cost them a game by fumbling, I would say you're absolutely nuts. I mean, he is one of the most dependable guys on that roster, and even he's not immune to all these screw-ups. So, yeah, I think bringing Tua back is going to be a huge help. You go and watch the tape, the passing game with those cast of characters that they've had. And, you know, you think about this. They've gotten meaningful snaps this year out of Snoop Huntley, out of Skylar Thompson, and out of Tim Boyle. Those might be three of the worst 10 rostered quarterbacks in the National Football League. And that's what's been trying to get them through this four-game stretch. It's absolutely going to look better than it has, but is it going to be 2023? And that's the real question.
Yeah, no. I agree. And by the way, I agree with all your stuff. So this, no matter who's playing quarterback, I still, for the life of me, forget the numbers, but the targets of the way Waddle and Hill, I just don't. And the thing I think that's really irritates me the most is they're taken away with too deep. They're taking away all our deep stuff. Isn't there other routes you can run, no matter who's throwing the football, that two guys that you're paying that kind of money, you got to be able to get them the football, right?
Yeah, they can't just be decoys. That's nuts. I'm going to give a bit of nuance. I think the only way that they were in that game on Sunday was by running the ball 40 times. It's the only reason they beat the Patriots. It's the only reason that and the game plan would have worked if Raheem Mostert and Alec Ingold didn't fumble and Jason Sanders didn't clang a field goal. Now, does that kind of game plan give you very little margin for error? Sure, but that to me beats dropping back and throwing 40 times with Snoop and Tim Boyle, because that is a recipe for disaster. Now, I think we're going to see a lot more of the passing game, obviously, with Tua back, but they should not get away from the run. You look at when they go under center, they do play action, the things that open up, you go and watch the tape, there were touchdowns there for Snoop and Boyle on Sunday. They just didn't have the quarterbacks to execute. And I think, you know, Mike McDaniel, he who never says a bad word about anybody, even acknowledged, dude, those guys weren't very good. All right? Yeah. So when your own head coach, who's the most sunshiny dude out there, is saying these guys aren't very good, they're not good. So, yes, do I think that Mike failed in not scheming up easy passes for Tyreek and Waddle more? Absolutely. But, like, I think Tyreek only ran, like, 24 routes in that game. All right? I mean, like, this was a downhill running strategy that they had.
Yeah.
And let's not act like Jonnu Smith wasn't a real factor in that game, because he was the guy that was open. So I think you still can't force it to them. But to your point, there are ways to scheme it up, and I think Tua's going to find them open in a way that Snoop could not.
Let's talk about Tua for a second. He comes back, and obviously, I don't know what he's thinking, but I think he's got a lot of pressure to really carry this team and get this thing balanced. You hope you can keep running the ball the way you are, 180, 190 yards in these last two games they've had. But you got to get some of that passing game back. Maybe not where it was the last 2 years, but a lot of it back. He's talked about changes. He made it real clear to you on your question. Listen, man, I appreciate the fans and everything else. I want to friggin' play. He's going to play. What's your take on what Tua's going to look like coming back?
Yeah, so first of all, let's talk about the health side of it. There's no one on the planet that has more information about Tua's brain than Tua.
Yes.
Right? Those of us on the outside think we know, he knows, okay? And he has all the stats, he has all the scans, he has all the advice, he has friends in his ear, he has family in his ear. He knows. To me, if something bad happens, it's kind of on Tua at this point, right? You can only concern troll so much, right, for some of these people that are out there that are like, oh, Tua, hang-wringing and all this. At the end of the day, he has all the information. He is processing that information and saying, I'm a football player, I'm going to play. I'm not saying that completely absolves the Dolphins or the National Football League completely. They need to look out for the guy. But, you know, it's kind of like smoking. We know smoking's not good for you. If you still smoke at this day and age, I'm not going to have a ton of sympathy if something goes bad. Now, I don't think it's like that for Tua because of all the information that he has, and what we've heard is that, you know, every single doctor, and he's seen the top specialists in the country, maybe in the planet, when it comes to brain health, saying that you're not putting yourself at additional future risk. There's always risk when you play football, but it's not like you're an added risk than anyone else is playing. I get it. I get why this is so crucial to his identity that he has to play, and I understand it. And if there are negative consequences, he went in with eyes wide open, right? I mean, he absolutely knows all the studies. He knows all the research. And I think that the Guardian cap debate that they've had, all that, you know, all that talk.
That was quick.
People don't really have all the information on that either. Like, you know, is it clear that Guardian caps are helpful for non-offensive or defensive linemen? The way that they're built, it's to minimize the little micro-concussions, the bang your head constantly. That's not how Tua gets hurt, right? He gets hurt by the knockout blows. And so will a guardian cap even affect that? So, like, there are a lot of factors here that people are basing their opinions on with not all the information. Now, all that being said, you're absolutely right. Like, he has to save the season. He might, and this is crazy to say, he might have to save the jobs of the people that gave him that contract, right? I mean, I don't think you, Chris Greer, can feel great about where things are right now.
I hope not.
And if things go in the toilet, if this team with this talent goes 5-12, 6-11, I don't know how anyone could think they're safe, because this is the roster that Mike McDaniel wanted. This is the approach that Mike McDaniel wanted. This is the offense that he built for basically one quarterback, and then that quarterback is injury prone. There are going to be questions there. So yeah, I mean, Tua has to feel some of that. He has to know that Mike and Chris staked their careers on him, and 6 quarters into it, he got hurt, and he has to come back, and he has to save a team that, by the way, this is their window. This year and maybe next year, that's it. Then all these guys, all these players that we've grown to really enjoy watching play here, they're going to be gone. I mean, yeah, maybe the Waddles of the world, and we'll see with Jalen Phillips' his injury situation, and maybe they give John Holland a contract and all this. But they're going to turn that roster over in the next 18 months. And the question is, will Tua be part of that turnover if things go sideways or if he gets hurt again? I don't think there's any guarantee that he's the quarterback here in 2026.
Bees, I'll give you one better. They got to win next. They got to win for the next 5 games. That you look at that. I'm sure you have.
Mm-hmm.
Besides Arizona, you got Rams in there. You got Las Vegas in there. You got Buffalo. Going to be a tough game, but the rest of those games.
I will say this, Joe. The Jets and Browns don't look nearly as tough as they did when the season started.
No. You're right. Cleveland softens that last 6 games up, and I don't listen. I'm guessing right now the Jets and the Dolphins, that's a coin flip, right?
Mm-hmm. Especially if Tua plays the way that, you know, we think he can. Yeah, I think they absolutely can play well against the Jets. I think that is look, Aaron Rodgers should not be running NFL franchises, and that's what he's doing there. And you can see the result. But yeah, absolutely, you can't lose to the likes of the Raiders, right? You can't do that. The Cardinals, I've been running the stats the last couple of days. There's a reason the Dolphins are 3-point favorites. Like, they're favored in that game. It's a 1 o'clock game for a West Coast team on a short week. That, you know, the math for that never works well. Like, they got to travel cross-country, and their bodies still probably don't feel right for a Monday night. That game ended, I think, like midnight Eastern time, like maybe even later. So you're what, not even 36 hours removed from that football game, and they have to get ready for the Dolphins and leave in probably 2 days. So, and the Cardinals' defense is no good. You go and look at their personnel and their stats, they're not a good defense. They're a pretty good running offense, but aside from Marvin Harrison, they've got no pass offense. Like, that, you got to win these games. If you consider yourself a true playoff contender, and they think beyond that, that's how they enter the season. They think we're not content just getting in. We want to make noise there. You cannot lose with your starting quarterback back at home to an Arizona Cardinals team that's not very good.
I got to ask you a question. I asked Omar this yesterday. I'm curious your take on it because you see it up close. River Craycraft comes back. I have him take Odell Beckham Jr.'s position. What about for you?
He's going to take a lot of the snaps for sure. There's no one, and again, we can talk about, you know, what, five targets and, you know, no completions, one interception. Some of that's obviously on the quarterback. He had the one yesterday, or no, yesterday, on Sunday.
A couple days ago, yeah.
Yeah, that was a late throw. That should have been a big gainer, maybe a touchdown. And so, I you know, I want to see him with Tua before I really make that judgment. But in the run game, I mean, Craycraft is probably pound for pound their best blocker. He absolutely, and honestly, it's crazy. I think that if he didn't get hurt, this season looks a lot different because I don't think they're in a position where Tua in that Bills game is having to run for his life, essentially, fourth and whatever, lowering your shoulder because you're down three touchdowns or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I think it's a much closer game, and he's not in that situation. So, yeah, there are a lot of injuries that kind of gone under the radar, and I think Craycraft is the biggest one.
You know what's crazy? Besides the defense, been a nice story. They've been really good, and I thought I love the game plan. I love the aggressive play calling defensively in that last game. But the offensive line has actually played pretty damn well. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say the quarterbacks didn't have a chance. I thought the run – the offensive starting five played really well, not to mention the fullback blocking. Hill did a nice job, and some from the fullback. What'd you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a double-edged sword because if you lose three different quarterbacks in 6 weeks, I mean, that's not great for the offensive line, but Tua got hurt in a scramble, and I think Snoop did too, right? He was flushed out.
Yes, he did. Yep, I know, outside.
Skyler got rocked. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. He got rocked, but he was
self-inflicted, yeah.
Yeah, I think they've been better than expected, to your point, and running the football, definitely. I think they kind of a little bit discovered their identity, that, you know, you don't need to do this finesse stuff to be effective. You can just line up and shove it down their throats. They're still going to always run that outside zone because that's the bread and butter of this offense, but you can do it in a physical way that really gets it going. And if you put Tua in second and three, third and two situations, he's going to light up the Cardinals.
I agree.
He's going to light them up. That's what they need to do. You know, first down play action, first down downhill running, get yourself in second and manageable and let Tua go to work. I think that's the game plan for Sunday.
Well, can't wait to see what it's going to look like this Sunday. Beast, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming on.
All right, let's not make it wait so long till the next time you call me, all right?